It's my very special recipe.
Oh, we're not going to make it if we don't hurry. You realize how late? I told you you're going to break those toys.
Oh, no, wait. Santa Claus, come quick. Look.
Incoming. Take cover.
Majors, the $6 billion band.
Santa, is there a back way out of this place?
Of course there is, Lee, but this is one Santa that's going out the front door.
Look, it don't matter a hill of beans what happens to me. The world couldn't afford it if anything happened to you. Now, you stay put.
Oh, that's very nice of you, Lee. And Lee, you've been a real good boy this year.
Yes, you sure have.
7 o'clock, Psycho sees Santa's workshop.
Eat this.
And only Lee Majors can stop them. The night the reindeer die. 8:30, and America's best loved singer invites you to share a homestyle holiday. When it's Bob Goulet's old-fashioned Cajun Christmas. Ring-a-ling. 9 o'clock, IBC presents America's favorite family in a special Christmas episode.
Hi, Mom. Where's Dad? Should have been home by now.
Well, Wally, if I know your father, he's out chasing beaver.
Father loves beaver. Here on IBC, you'll love it.
Show me the Scrooge promo.
It was a cold, bleak Christmas.
10 o'clock. IBC presents live via satellite from New York, Bethlehem, Helsinki, West Berlin, and the Great Barrier Reef. Charles Dickens' immortal Christmas classic, Scrooge. Starring Buddy Hackett, Jamie Farr, the Solid Gold Dancers, and Mary Lou Retton as Tiny Tim. Hosted by Sir John Houseman. Scrooge, it will touch your every heartstring. That's right, it all starts on Christmas Eve. Christmas Eve on IBC. You'll love it.
Oh my gosh. Does that suck?
You know who loves Mary Lou Retton, Frank? My kids.
Yeah.
Children, love, and acrobat.
Oh. We have spent $40 million on a live TV show. You guys have got an ad with America's favorite old fart reading a book in front of a fireplace. Now, I have to kill all of you.
Mother, help me.
Excuse me, sir. I don't want to be out of line here, but, well, we've been running that spot now for over a month, and, well, it's getting a hell of a response.
I am the youngest president in the history of television for a reason. I know the people.
Well, granted, but the people already want to watch the show.
That isn't good enough! They have got to be so scared to miss it, so terrified.
Now, if I were in charge, and I am...
Perhaps I can help you. Here's the kind of thing I would have done. Grace, cue it up.
Addiction. International terrorism. Freeway killer. Now, more than ever,
it is important to remember the true meaning of Christmas.
Don't miss Charles Dickens' immortal classic, Scrooge. Your life might just depend on it.
Not bad, huh? I think they'll like it in the Heartland.
I want it every hour on the hour.
I'll take care of it, Frank.
Get me standards and practices in here. I want to see Reese.
Excuse me, sir.
Yes?
Mr. Cross, what exactly does that ad have to do with Scrooge?
Nothing. Why?
Well, you can't show that commercial. If you run that, you're gonna frighten people.
Think I'm way off base here?
Yes, you're a tad off base, sir. That thing looked like the Manson Family Christmas special.
Well, it's a little late to get this kind of feedback.
That's because, this is the first time I've ever seen it, sir.
You're right, I sprung it on you.
Well, it's not that bad. It's just loose, like, you know the part with the gun and the blood?
All right.
And the guy shooting up, and then they...
If I can change it, I'll let you know in 5 minutes.
Well, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
You know, in a lot of ways, I think we're a little bit alike. Sir, Merry Christmas. Thanks for the talk.
Thank you. We don't want to scare the dickens out of people.
Merry Christmas, Miss Cooley.
The dickens out of people. Nobody gets me. Grace, who is that guy?
Elliot Loudermilk.
Okay. Call security, have them change his locks, clean out his desk, and toss him out of the building.
Oh, he's fired? But it's Christmas.
Thank you. Call accounting, stop his bonus. Ooh, a clear shot at his back.
Elliot Loudermilk. Code 9.
Grace, what in the hell is this?
Well, that's a painting one of my kids did. There's Santa Claus, and there's Mrs. Claus.
Honey, how many fingers does Mrs. Santa Claus have here?
11.
Right. It's crap. Lose it. I don't want it on the walls.
She'll understand. She's an amazingly understanding woman. I'll just come home and I'll say, hi, hon, we have to move to a studio apartment. I hope you don't mind.
Mr. Cross, it's time for your Christmas list.
Okay, read me the list. I want to get this over with.
Sammy Goldberg.
Bethel.
Lou Parker.
Send him a VHS home video recorder.
Colonel Tom Parker.
The bath towel.
Tamara Forstall.
VHS.
Do you know, there's a lot of virtues in taking a bus to work, you know. Oh, hi, fellas. Thanks a lot, and Merry Christmas.
Babalu Kaluta.
The bath towel. Elliot Loudermilk's leaving early today. Move, get out of here. 4 minutes and 40 seconds.
Glenn Whitaker.
What was the last rating on Poliso?
5.2 Nielsen, 7 a share, and TVQ 3.
Towel.
Your brother.
Towel.
Your only brother.
Oh, God, Grace. Give it to me. Get that. Towel. Towel.
Mr. Cross's office.
Towel. The agent.
Thank you.
Most of these are towels. Be wrong once, okay?
Mr. Rhinelander's on his way down.
Booze. Pardon me. Excuse me. Grace, put yourself down for a towel, too.
What about my bonus?
Towel and a face cloth.
Ah, shit.
Frank?
Hey, press. What a
surprise.
Grace?
You look great. You've been working out.
Why didn't you tell me, Grace?
Preston, just looking at some of this ink we're getting on Scrooge, Mary Lou Retton, this Tiny Tim. Can you believe the first director didn't want her?
No.
Well, he does now. You go bye-bye. Hey, did you catch her bye on Tiny Tim? She doesn't just throw away the crutches and walk. She throws away the crutches, vaults over a lamppost, double somersault, back into one of these things.
Frank.
Killer. Yes, Preston?
Have you any idea how many cats there are in this country?
No. I don't have those, no.
27 million. Do you know how many dogs?
In America.
48 million.
Wow.
We spend $4 billion on pet food alone.
Four.
Now, I have here a study from Hampstead University which shows us that cats and dogs are beginning to watch television. Now, if these scientists are right, you should start programming right now. Well, in 20 years, they could become steady viewers.
Programming for cats.
Walk with me, Frank.
Call the police.
Now, I'm not saying build a whole show around animals.
Oh, no.
All I'm suggesting is that we occasionally throw in a little pet appeal. Some birds, a squirrel.
Mice.
Mice, exactly. You remember Kojak and the lollipops? What about a cop that dangles string? That's his gimmick. Lots of quick, random action. Frank, wasn't there a dormouse in Scrooge?
No, but now that you say it, I always felt that it needed a dormouse.
Dormice, better.
Bingo.
Frank, this show is the jewel in the IBC crown. Everything is riding on it.
Don't worry, Preston. I'm overseeing every aspect of production. We'll own Christmas.
That's what I wanted to hear. Lunch tomorrow? JJ?
Right.
Up, Sig.
Yes, sir.
Study this.
God. If only I could fire that poor son of a bitch.
Hey, Frank! Pop, hold that door, will you, Pops? Wait for me a minute, will you? You don't mind. Hey, it's Price Cummings. We met at Spago. Have you seen Preston?
Preston just went back upstairs.
I just dropped by to say hello. I went to school with the big guy's son, huh?
Well, isn't that
you give me
great.
A call when you hit the coast, okay? Let's go. You know, so anyway, so Cosell's there.
Slam this door! Hard! Grace, I need a full report on a guy named Bryce Cummings. He's an L.A. slime ball.
Okay, you're doing Helmsley Palace at 7 o'clock, and I'm gonna leave. I'm gonna take my son.
No, you're not. You're staying here with me. We're working late.
Well, I have to take my son to the doctor.
Grace, when I work late, you work late.
But I made the appointment 2 months ago.
I care! We're indivisible. If I'm working late, you gotta work late. If you can't work late, I can't work late. If I can't work late, I can't work late!
Well, your brother's waiting inside. Oh, and I didn't tell him about his great Christmas towel.
Francis? A little bit rough on her out there, weren't you? You know what they say about treating people badly on the way up?
Yep. You get to treat them badly on the way down, too. It's great. You get two chances to rough them up.
Why don't the cops do something about this? Excuse me, please. Great. Rip off the Hicks, why don't you? Did you learn the song yesterday? Sweet.
Frank, you don't like Christmas much, do you?
Like it? I love it. It's cold, and people stay home and watch television. Ad revenues go up 30%. All these idiots are going to be home watching a boob tube for me tonight. I am the biggest fan that Christmas ever had.
So, any chance of you maybe making Christmas dinner this year?
None.
Come on, why not?
Don't start, James.
Come on, the whole family will be there. It'll be fun.
Look, you can have your concerned and wonderful dinner with all your cool friends and the real popcorn on the tree and cranberries and everything.
Yeah.
Send Christmas cards to each other on recycled paper. It's a crock, James. It's for kids. You know, I like seeing you. I like being with you. I want you to have a happy new year.
Merry Christmas.
Taxi!
Excuse me, ma'am. I think you dropped something.
Hey, that's my cab. Oh, sir, please.
You know, now, Mrs. Stepan, will you?
Burn it!
Bye, yeah. Bye, Grandma.
Oh, my God. No.
I got into broadcasting because I like to give. Sometimes I found myself hurting from giving too much. And I'd say, stop it. I'm always going to cherish this. And all of you.
I should have went in there. I should have. Frank Cross, you got to go.
Here's five.
Speak yet? Well, show him, honey. You're gonna surprise a lot of people.
Yes, you are.
You start talking, then go to law school and sue his butt off. Okay.
Come. Who's there?
A good one. How are you, kid? You were... Would you excuse me? I'll make myself a little drink.
Bingo! 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 Ba-bang! Ba-bang! Blam! Blam!
I don't mind you hitting me, Frank, but take it easy on the Bacardi. Times, my friend.
Oh, my God. It's
Lou Hayward, your old boss, your best friend.
But you're... dead.
7 years.
Has it been that long? Jeez, I mean, to look at you, I wouldn't have guessed more than 3, tops.
Oh, Frank. Frank, you are in trouble. Big trouble.
All right. Let's just say, for argument's sake, that you're right, that I am in big trouble. What exactly would that mean?
Look at me. Look at your future. Now, if you don't change your ways, you're going to wind up doomed, just as I am. 1 minute. I'm on the 14th hole at Wingfoot. Lining up a putt. A heart attack later, I'm a worm feast.
No, 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 no. You're not a worm feast. You're an hallucination brought on by alcohol, Russian vodka poisoned by Chernobyl. I've been under a lot of pressure lately. I've been putting on a big...
Silence!
Ow. I had it all.
Ooh. I was a captain of industry. Feared by men, adored by women.
Adored? Let's be honest, Lou. You paid for the women.
I'm warning you, Frank. Don't waste your life as I did mine.
Waste? How can you say that? You're a legend in this business. You're the man who invented the miniseries.
Mankind should have been my business. Charity, mercy, kindness, that should have been my business. Don't wait. Get yourself involved. Now, it's too late for me, but it's not for you. You can be saved. You are going to be visited by three ghosts.
Ooh, three ghosts.
Three ghosts, Frank. Expect the first one tomorrow at noon.
God, tomorrow's bad for me, Lou. As a matter of fact, the whole rest of the week is a wash-up. Ouch. Well, maybe we could have drinks, say, Thursday. You, me, the ghosts, Trader Vic's around
this
4.
Is no joke, Frank. This is your last chance.
All right. I could squeeze you in for a breakfast.
Oh, no, please, don't think I'm a suicide.
We're way up here. Give me a break.
You can be saved.
Gotta be go, Lou. God bless you. Oh, no, no. No, please.
Hi, this is Claire Phillips. I'm not here as usual. Leave a message for me and I'll call you right back. Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas. Speak at the beep.
Claire! This is Frank. Cross. I know it's been 15 years since we talked, but I really need to talk to you right now. Something terrible has happened. Or maybe not. I don't know. But whatever, I have to talk to you no matter what. It's urgent. Call me at any hour. My number is 674-9565. 674-95... Damn!
Bonus? I'm drying my head with it.
Hey, we'll be all right. Don't worry.
What are you doing in there?
Trimming the tree.
We don't have a tree, Mom.
We do now.
No!
Yes!
Don't plug him in!
Plug him in!
Take it off of him.
Oh, Mom, he looks so pretty. He looks even cuter than last year. Look at Granny, darling.
Mom, when are we going to get a real tree? When they're free?
Have you seen this morning's paper, Frank?
Oh, who's that? She's pretty.
She's dead, Frank. Apparently this 80-year-old grandmother was watching your Scrooge promo last night, and she just keeled over. It scared her to death.
This is terrific! I knew that ad worked! You can't buy publicity like this! Ah!
Excuse me. Mr. Cross, you need it on the set.
I want that promo run every half hour. I want a disclaimer at the top. Anyone with a heart condition must leave the room.
Will do, Frank.
Hey, where were we?
I must have realized that I was being haunted.
Okay, let's try.
No, it's got to be real gold. No, I don't understand.
You can't do this at the 11th hour.
To do what I want him to do.
I'm sorry, Mr. Cross. I am the censor, and I will not allow this costume on the air.
Why not?
Well, specifically, you can see her nipples.
I want to see her nipples.
But this is a Christmas show.
Well, Charles Dickens would have wanted to see her nipples then.
You can hardly see them nipples.
See, and these guys are really looking. You can go shake a tail feather. Thanks. And thank you. You can just go. Oh, watch out. Thanks, boys. Get the nurse.
Get the nurse! Get the nurse!
Make sure her nipples are covered up, will you?
Lumpy! Lumpy!
Hi. I'm sorry to just... Well, I didn't get your message until this morning, and I tried to call, but they said that you weren't in yet, and then I tried to call back, and they said that you were busy, so I just... God, you look different.
Well, it's been a while.
It's your hair. I've never seen it so short. It makes you look sort of grown up.
Yo, Frank, I mean, Mr. Carr, sir, check this out, man. Girls are tough, it's on the money. Check it, come on.
Would you excuse me for a moment, please?
Can I turn her head?
No.
All right, that worked, see?
Boom, little booty here for you. Bam, boom,
see? Show me a nipple. See, you just had to see it in context. Move her, please. Thanks.
Allie.
Is she going to be all right?
Oh, yeah. She's a real pro. She's very professional.
What about you? You sounded like you'd seen a ghost.
A ghost? You mean the phone call last night? I came across your number, and I just had to call you immediately.
I know you, Lumpy. I know that voice. That was the frightened Lumpy I heard.
Excuse me, Lumpy.
Around these parts, most people call me Mr. Cross.
I'm sorry. I'm new here, and I got a problem.
I bet. What?
Well, my problem is Miss Little Fella.
Oh.
I can't get the antlers glued onto this little guy. We've tried crazy glue, but it don't work.
Have you tried staples?
Staples?
Don't you dare. If you staple that little mouse, I'll call the Humane Society. I'm not kidding.
I wouldn't do anything in the world to hurt this little fella.
Hey, Marlin, Perkins. The road.
I have three dogs and a cat at home.
Oh, beautiful story. Tell Reader's Digest, will you?
Staples.
Same old Claire. Still trying to save the world.
You still trying to run it?
Hip-hop, let's go.
Get out of here!
You called me.
Who are you, anyway? You little worm. Who are you? How'd you get in here? Well, maybe you'll answer some questions downtown, huh, my friend?
What the hell is going on? This is my little boy.
All right, you beat him. Does he work here?
No, he does not. I thought it would be fun for him to see a live television show.
You see anybody having fun here?
Why are you so angry?
Why haven't you ever learned how to button a coat?
Well, you know me. I was in a hurry.
I'm sorry to have called so late last night. But I must have woken up your husband and your kids.
No, I've never gotten married. I'm still on my own. You?
No. Would you hold the goddamn hammering, please?
I better go. You're busy.
No, don't go. Would you hold the goddamn hammering, please?
Frank, what did happen last night?
Claire, it was something that I ate. It was probably a bad clam or something. We don't know yet.
Well, if it happens again, give me a call. I'm hardly ever home.
I'm definitely going to call because I'm a seafood nut, and, you know, to not eat clams is sells life for. Would you please, for the love of God and your own body, hold the hammering? Claire?
Sir, it's the times. They were reaction to the woman's death.
Well, we slapped her in the face and got her attention. It was probably something she ate.
He said that it was probably something that she ate.
Gee. This is Frank Cross. We at IBC are shocked and appalled by the senseless tragedy, coming as it does at this season of giving. Would you please hold the goddamn hammering now?
You got it.
I'm going to lunch.
So, how's everything going, Frank?
Couldn't be better, Preston.
Oh, Mr. Rhinelander, hello. Mr. Cross, may I get you gentlemen something from the bar?
Yes, I'd like a highball.
Mm-hmm. I'll have a highball, too.
Mm-hmm. You, heard from the embassy?
Yes, everything's fine. We're going to be switching live back and forth from our Scrooge in the studio to Berlin, where we've got Leroy Neiman painting the wall for us. Then we're going to shoot on out to Africa, where the Holy Father is going to bless the entire Zulu nation. We think it's the largest baptism of all time.
That's just the point, Frank. I'm afraid you might be spreading yourself a little thin. So I've taken the liberty of hiring somebody to work with you.
Oh, great.
I knew you'd be pleased.
I couldn't be more pleased. Who is it?
Pellegrino Rocks Twist. Well, we meet again, huh? How are you? Oh, look at this. Blue is bad color for New York. Frank, I realize this is coming at you pretty damn fast, but I want you to understand that my only function here is to take some of the burden off your shoulders. A lot of men in your position would see me as a threat. It's only natural. That's me.
You are going to be visited by three ghosts. Expect the first one tomorrow.
Frank, I realize this is coming at you pretty damn fast, but I want you to understand my only function here is to take some of the burden off your shoulders. A lot of men in your position would see me as a threat. That's only natural, but whoop, that's me. God, did you ever see a watch like this? That's a real beauty, isn't it? God, my dad gave me this. When Preston hired me this morning as a sort of, a consultant, I suppose you might say, I said to him, consider me just one of the team. My lacrosse coach used to say, there is no I in T-E-A-M.
Here we are, gentlemen. There's one for you, sir.
Thank you.
And one for you.
Bob!
Sorry,
Are you him? Are you him?
Are you he? I'll take it away.
Now don't come apart on me, Frank.
No. No, what was that your lacrosse coach said?
No, the point is,
excuse
Frank,
me, gentlemen, are you ready to order?
Great, yeah. I'll have the California health plate. No dairy in that, huh?
Mm-hmm.
How's the rack of lamb today, Bobby?
Excellent choice, sir. Yes, sir.
Oh, my God. Ah! Bobby, look! Somebody save him!
Oh, no, that's a baked Alaska, sir. That's a dessert. You wouldn't want that, sir. Ah!
Look!
Ah! Oh, no, sir. That gentleman had meatloaf. You wouldn't want that, sir. It's not very... It's full of... Sir...
But I'm gonna go have some air. I'm sorry. You know, I thought you were Richard Pryor. Give me a cab.
Yes, sir.
I cut through the park and take me over to.
Whoa! Hey! Oh! Oh!
Enjoy the ride.
How do you know my name?
I know absolutely everything, Frank. You see, I'm the ghost. Hey, you don't mind if I smoke, do you?
Smoke, smoke, just try it. Oh, my God. This is where I grew up. I thought they tore this place down.
They did.
Guess my dad hasn't put up our Christmas lights yet.
Oh, for Christ's sakes, Frank, it's Christmas Eve.
I get it. You're taking me back in time to show me my mother and father, and I'm supposed to get all goosey and blubbery. Well, forget it, pal. You get the wrong guy.
That's exactly what Attila the Hun said. But when he saw his mother, Niagara Falls.
Let's get this over with. That was a great joke.
I love that bit.
Quiet, some of you are cops.
Relax, Frank. They can't hear us. They can't see us. This is not live. It's like a rerun. Check it out.
See, here I am. We all drink our chocolate flavored Ovaltine every day to help give us what we need for rocket power. That's
the Lone Ranger. Smile.
That's the.
Hello, Earl.
Here, Francis. I've got something for you. Merry Christmas.
A choo-choo train?
No, it's 5 pounds of veal.
But, Daddy, I have Santa for a choo-choo.
Well, then go out and get a job and buy a choo-choo.
Ah, Earl, he's only 4 years old.
All day long, I listen to people give excuses why they can't work. My back hurts. My legs ache. I'm only 4. The sooner he learns that life isn't given to you on a silver platter, the better.
You know, we've all been doing everything we possibly can to find...
I'm going out. Baby, don't watch too much TV. It's bad for your eyes.
Okay, Mommy.
Merry Christmas, Frankie Angel.
Merry Christmas to you, Mama.
Niagara Falls, Frankie Angel.
I was touched by a gift. A four-year-old kid receives what in today's marketplace is a $40 or $50 piece of milk-fed veal.
Frank, you still spent the next 15 years of your life sitting on your ass watching television.
Check the records, chump. I did some stuff. I was a baseball player. One year, I hit the home run that won the big game.
That was the kid on the courtship of Eddie's father.
There was another time, though, that I was running down a hillside that was covered with flowers, and there was a beautiful girl, like 15, with pigtails, and she was waiting for me, and her parents didn't know she snuck out of the house.
You're so pathetic! That was the little house on the prairie!
Was it the homecoming episode of Little
House? Yes, it was the homecoming episode of Little House. Let's face it, Frank, garden slugs got more out of life than you did.
Name one. Take me to my office.
Gladly.
Where are we?
It's your office. Isn't that where you wanted to go?
What's going on?
It's a Christmas party. They ain't had Christmas parties here since the dawn of the golden age of television. So you took over, you big stiff.
Hey, Frank.
Frank.
It's Frank.
Frank, favorite.
Frank, you didn't happen to notice a big Christmas party going on around here?
Yes, I did see one, sir. I'm going to be right on. I'm just going to finish this.
Okay.
Merry Christmas.
Why, thank you, Tina.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Tina.
You're not leaving, are you? You
want to
go get some Chinese food?
Oh, wow, no. You're not supposed to eat that stuff. They found out that they're cutting up alley cats and using the chop suey. It's a real bummer. Don't eat that stuff.
You idiot! You moron, get back there!
I don't believe this.
What an idiot I am!
Did you see that, Tina?
Frankly, I'm not that dead. Now, come on.
I must have been out of my mind! She was crazy about me!
Not that one, Frankie. Not that one.
No.
This one.
You pinch arrow right between the eyes.
Oh, God, are you all right?
Oh, you know, you probably shouldn't move someone who's had a bad blow to that.
Where did I get you?
You got me right here. And the sidewalk got me back here.
Oh, it's going to be quite a lump. I'm sorry you're here. Is this yours?
Yes, it is. Thank you. You had some things, didn't you?
Yes.
Here.
Oh, oh!
All right. Tell you what. I'll go down for you.
Okay, good idea.
Wait.
Yes, I'll wait.
Here.
Thanks, Lumpy.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Say, would you like to go to a Christmas party that's going on right now?
Not really.
Neither would I. Young lady! Do you shop here all the time? Because if you don't, I could walk on the other side of the street.
Brum-bum-bum.
Would you like to go get some Chinese food?
All right, what's going on?
You are gonna love this.
Claire?
Yeah!
Claire?
Yeah, what is it? I'm in the tub.
Can we open the presents now?
What are you doing?
Oh, come on, don't be a creep.
Hey, you had it all, let me tell you.
Look at something else. Hey, look, there's a gorilla climbing up on that big building.
Hey.
Well, when can we open these?
You can open one on Christmas Eve. That's what we always did in my family. You have to wait until Christmas morning to open this. Isn't that what you did?
Well, if it were going to spoil, we opened it the night before. Well, you want to open this one?
This is fine.
I got these great knives. They're super sharp.
I know. Ginsu knives. Not able to cut really cans. Sharp.
You can cut a tin can as easily as a tomato.
Your turn.
I've never liked a girl enough to give her 12 sharp knives.
Okay. You're going to like this.
Two lump.
Love, Claire.
The Kama Sutra, the Hindu art of love.
Read the inscription.
No, you read the inscription. It says Christmas, and then the rest is...
It's Sanskrit.
It's Sanskrit. I didn't need any kind of manual. I want you to know that. Well, don't blow the ending for me now. Did that.
Who?
Did it.
Yeah.
Done this. Done this. Buddy of mine did this. Now, this is ridiculous. I don't believe this for a second. What? It says there's a place that you can touch a woman that'll make her bark like a dog.
Lassie's come home. Lassie, go get cramps. Go get cramps, Lassie.
I wonder if you're female. Let's turn her over and find out. Hey! Oh, what a nice coat you have. I think I should give you a bath every week.
Good morning. This is Mike the Mailman. Hey, Frisbee. I got something for you. Come on. Oh, there he is. I really got to watch out for this one. Oh, what could it be, huh? Is it a pair of mittens?
It's a bone!
What could it be? Is it a book?
It's a bone!
You can't figure it out, can you, Bisbee?
It's a bone, you lucky dog!
It's a bone, you betcha! Oh, can't you miss the limit? Lassie's a pretty good friend, eh?
And we're into a commercial break, folks.
Very good, kid. Very good.
Thank you.
So how many reservations should I make?
Oh, yes. There'll be you, me, my wife.
Now, your wife's in Palm Springs.
Oh, yes, yes. I forgot, of course. Well, I guess then it'll be you and me. And Frank. Frank, okay. I want you to have dinner with us tonight. You and your girl.
Claire.
Right, Claire. And order us a stretch limo, too. See you downstairs.
Okay.
Hello. Why, you're Claire.
Yes, nice to meet you. Oh, hi, sweetheart. You almost ready?
The president of the network just invited us to dinner.
Oh, no, we can't tonight. We're going to David and Kate's for dinner. We planned it for a month.
Well, you can't expect a man like this to make plans a month in advance. We can have dinner with them next week.
Next week? It's Christmas Eve. They're our best friends. It only comes once a year.
Thanks, Philbin. Yeah, it is Christmas. It's a time to be a little bit less selfish, you know? Maybe if you could put my needs and the needs of the Frisbee Show ahead of your own needs. I mean, I have been fighting for the integrity of this show. This is the opportunity of a lifetime.
I'm sorry. I guess I didn't realize how important it is to you.
Well, I'm willing to forgive you once in a while. I am.
Frank, look. Maybe we should separate for a while.
Excuse me?
Estelle.
Yeah?
When is that limo leaving?
Oh, right after the show. You know how he is.
For a while and see how it goes. I mean, I know you've been under a lot of pressure.
Well, it's been rough.
All right, I'll try to come over later if I can.
15 seconds.
I'll tell him that you got hung up. Hungry? Merry Christmas.
Five, four, three, two, one.
Okay, get
off. You are Claire for Frisbee the dog? Frank, let me sum this up for you. You don't know who you are, you don't know what you want, and you don't know what the hell is going on.
I've made a few mistakes. I gotta live with that. But I know who I am. I know what I want. And I know what's going on.
Hey, Frank. Over here.
What's going on?
How am I supposed to know? I'm only the ghost. So long, sucker.
Hold on, hold. Taxi.
I have seen your nobler aspirations fall off one by one till the master passion, greed, engrosses you. Farewell, Ebenezer. May you be happy with the path that you have chosen.
Well, I am happy with the path that I've chosen, you little bitch. In fact, I couldn't be happier.
What are you, crazy?
Yeah, buddy, I'm crazy. Crazy like a fox. Crazy enough to see through your little tricks. I'm back. I can see now. No one could have been that simple and good and sweet and kind and decent, yet caring, wonderful. Not on this planet. No, baby. Not unless they had something to hide, some sort of trick up their sleeve. You wouldn't try to trick me, would you? But don't try to trick me today, because I'm back, Jack. Maybe we'll just check things out over there. Operation Reach Out. Pick a side, Grandma.
Goodbye, Chris.
Thank you.
One ride, $20 a pint. Come on, folks. Here's a happy donor. Thank you so much. Merry Christmas.
Well, just for the record, you left me. You had to go somewhere and get your head together or something. Well, baby, my head is just fine. Check it out. It's right here where it belongs. What's the point? It's lonely at the top? It's not lonely at the top. Oh, maybe around my birthday and at sunset. And then for a couple of weekends, it would have raced out with even a really normal person. But that's me. I'm a widow of business. That's my life. I've chosen it. At least I work someplace that you can find when you're looking for it. Okay, here we are now. When I want a wife, I'm gonna buy one. And she's gonna be devoted to me, to my wants and my needs. Not like you. Let's face it, you treated me like dirt.
Oh, Lord, another wild and woolly one. Honey, you look frozen. Well, let me come over here. Let me get you a nice hot cup of coffee. And now you sit right there. I'll bring it to you. Robert, get up.
Hi, Dick. Herman.
I'm Billy.
Evan. Evan, that's me.
Cocktail hour. Oh. Drink for Mr. Richard Burton. Drink up.
You, Dave. Drink. Just for me. For you, Dave.
That dick sure knows how to live.
Why do you keep calling me Dick?
I'm sorry, Mr. Burton. Maybe we don't know you well enough to call you Dick. But after Exorcist 2 and Night of the Iguana, we thought we had something special. So could you please just do a couple of lines from Hamlet, please?
Or the Sandpiper.
Leave me alone.
Do Cleopatra for me, please, Dick.
Please do it.
Please, do it for Eva.
Yeah,
for Eva. I am all kind of nobody in here coming at me for me. Oh, no, you can't open the door. Listen here. You know, the rain by full nightfall of Gia. I swear, by day I forswear.
Oh, it's not marvelous.
Now beat it before I beat you.
Eagles. Were Eagles there?
Yeah.
Lovely. What a surprise.
Oh, God. Oh, God, Claire. Oh,
what
Claire.
Are you doing here?
Claire. Well, you said if it happened again, then I should come by.
Well, what happened?
Well,
I have been thinking a lot about the past. And you know, when that happens, you start thinking to yourself, well, I've made a lot of decisions, you know.
Yeah.
And what would have happened if I had made different decisions? Do you know what I mean?
Are you talking about regret?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm talking about regret. Yeah.
Well, you know, the one good thing about regret is that it's never too late. You can always change if you want to. I deal with that every day.
Okay, well, deal with this. I want to take you someplace right now and eat Chinese food.
Clark, we got some huge problems this time. There ain't a fuse in the whole joint.
Oh, no, there are fuses. I'll show you where they are in just a second, Hazel.
The A&P couldn't send any turkeys.
No.
Oh, no. They were supposed to be here hours ago.
Now, why?
Okay, well, I'll call them in just a second.
No,
can
no.
you wait? Could you wait for me? Just
Well, they
just...
can handle this. This isn't a big deal. No. I mean, it's just some fuses. You go down to the hardware store and you buy fuses.
Well, what about the turkeys?
And the turkeys are at the A&P? Look it up in the phone book.
No, no, no.
It's under A.
No,
and if you can't find it there, it's under P.
I have to call them myself. I'll call them.
You don't have to call them. These are big girls, very big girls, and they can do it. Atta girl.
I'll be right there.
No, Claire, please. Fire these people.
Fire them?
Yeah, you fire them.
They're volunteers. They're here out of the kindness of their heart.
They're volunteers because no one will pay them. They are incompetent.
It's Christmas Eve.
They're like this every day of the year. I guarantee it.
If you just wait 1 minute, I just got to make the phone call.
No,
just,
don't bother. Don't bother, okay?
If you just wait 1 minute, let me just finish organizing what I'm doing. I'll come with you, Frank.
Take the rest of your life. I'm going to give you some advice, Claire. Scrape them off. You want to save somebody? Save yourself.
Oh, well, that's a wonderful attitude to have on Christmas Eve. Merry Christmas.
Bah humbug.
Lumpy?
Hey, Dick, can you lend me $2 so I can heat my place?
Herman, I blew it all on Liz. There's a sucker inside.
Thanks.
This is the last dress rehearsal, so let's get it right.
Pumping, jumping, bumping, and thumping. Get up and dance.
Come on, buddy, it's a cue. Get moving. Ah!
Ebenezer Scrooge hurried past the ragged boys who stood shivering in the snow, gnawed and mumbled by the hungry cold as bones are gnawed by dogs.
Why do I have to be molested by these sea urchins?
No, buddy, baby. Look, right here, buddy. Here's what it says. Street urchin.
That's real. Why would I say sea urchin?
Okay, everybody, what did he say, huh? Sea urchin, street urchin.
Street.
Oh, he did say street urchin. I'm sorry, buddy. You're right. Okay, everybody, that's dinner. 1 hour. That includes walking time. 1 hour. Okay, buddy, you're doing great. You're doing great, buddy. We need more snow over here. We gotta watch that boom shadow, huh? You're right on my urchins. Oh, Frank. Man, baby, how are you? God, we were so worried about you. Are you okay? Everybody was worried sick, huh? You all right?
Listen, I call the meal breaks around here.
Oh, Frank, I'm sorry. Look, if it means that much to you, I'll call everybody back and you can tell them it's time to go to dinner. Hey, everybody, hold on a minute. Frank's got something to say to you. Go ahead.
I think it's time you and I had a little talk, Bryce.
Frank, I'd love to, but you know, Preston asked me to stop by for a drink, so if you don't mind, I'll take a rain check, okay?
Oh, where are you? I need a cigarette.
Hey!
Hi, Frank. Come on. Come on out and play with me. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Oh, I'm a little muddled. 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, I'm so relieved it's been so long. Frank, I'm the girl. ghost of Christmas present.
I had a funny feeling. Why did you do that?
Sometimes you have to slap them in the face just to get their attention.
Fine. Slap me in the face. But you kicked me in the wall.
Frank, it's time to begin the journey. Now, close your eyes and think.
No. You close your eyes.
Oh, no.
I'm through.
Don't be awesome. Close your eyes. And think of snowflakes and moonbeams and whiskers on Kip. No picking. Of rainbows, forget-me-nots. Of misty meadows and sun-dappled pools. Oh, look, there's Mr. Hedgehog. I wonder where he's going. Perhaps to Harlem!
My jaw.
Oh, sometimes the truth is painful, Frank, but it's made your cheeks all rosy and your eyes bright as stars.
If you touch me again, I'm gonna rip your goddamn wings off, okay?
Oh, you know I like the rough stuff, don't you, Frank?
Jingle bells. Hey. Hi. Come on, Calvin.
Hey, Calvin.
Merry Christmas, Coley family!
Mom, you don't have to come and get me. I couldn't roll the subway.
I don't want you riding the subway this time of night by yourself. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Good.
Hi. Hi, Mom.
Hi, girls.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom. Is that all I'm going to get? Mm-hmm. Linnell, I'm going to get freshened up, and I'm going to leave a minute. Get ready.
Okay. Leave it alone. No one can do it.
Shasta, Randy, you two go wash up now, you hear?
Okay, Grandma.
Oh, look, he did it.
He's a bright little guy.
Oh, yes.
What's wrong with him?
He hasn't spoken since he saw his father killed 5 years ago. He just drifted away. Sleeping Beauty.
I didn't know that Grace's husband had died.
Oh, Frank, don't you remember that period when she wore black for a year?
I remember her wearing black, but I thought it was a fashion thing. I mean, people were wearing black, you know.
Oh, Frank, my poor Frank.
Well, is he going to be okay?
It's his choice. Only he can break the spell.
Oh, you're going to be a doctor soon enough. This is Christmas, honey. Girls, put some love in your
heart.
Back. Go ahead.
A Merry Christmas. God bless us.
God bless us. Everyone.
Mama. Come on. What are you doing?
I'll check my records. She may be due for a raise.
Maybe?
Yeah, probably.
Probably?
I am.
Perhaps?
I'm almost positive. Beer commercial.
Let's go in. Don't vex me, Frank, or I'll fix your mouth so it won't hold soap. Oh, Christmas party. I'm so glad I wore my pretty dress.
On the Adams Family, what musical instrument did Lurch play?
I
may be invisible, but I'm not deaf!
Okay, we're going to say piano.
A harpsichord, James, you go.
Oh, you know that.
Everybody knows that.
Yeah. Yeah. Sir House, we better give it to him, or else he'll have us hanging sheetrock.
You shouldn't have given that to him. I wouldn't have given that to him.
James, you forgot to open your brother's present.
Oh,
that doesn't look like a towel.
What did he get for last year?
I don't remember.
I remember.
A shower curtain.
It was a beautiful shower.
I love it.
A little, yeah.
You don't have one.
Well, what'd you get?
I'm glad. I don't even.
I made this picture for him.
He made it with his own little hands.
That's so sweet. I know something you don't know.
Shut up!
Jackpot.
It's your basic top-of-the-line Pioneer VCR.
I think he made a mistake.
I didn't get the gifts mixed up. My ex-secretary got the gifts.
You invite him to Christmas dinner every year, and every year he's too busy to come. And when are you going to learn?
Well, never. He's my brother. Oh. A toast. To my brother Frank. I wish he was here.
Were, Goofy.
You're too good.
To Frank.
To Frank. Cheers. The richest man you know.
Keep the VCR. What the hell? It's only murder, honey. It's a write-off. It's tax deductible.
I understand.
Okay, what was the name of the boat that took them all to Gilligan's Island?
This is so easy. You gotta know this.
SS Mackerel.
No.
Leave me alone. I know this one.
Everybody knows this one. Let's go now.
Yeah, does everybody know this one?
Fighting again. Let's not fight anymore. Oh, look, Frank. What is it?
I can't find the car.
The bitch hit me with a toaster. Oh, I love a girl with spirit.
Right. Well, this is nice. Where are we, Trump Tower? Ooh, seen a little bit of the city.
Hey! Hey, down here! Hey, yo! Hey, Jersey, call Streets and Sanitation?
Wow, thanks for the shot.
Hey! Oh, I'm having the weirdest day! Cop! Hey, cop! Help me, please! Jesus, give me a happy ending here, Herm. Come on, man.
Herman, it's Dick. Liz says hi. Geez, maybe I should have given you the $2, huh?
Is there a way to get out of here, Herman?
It's a door, isn't it? It is a door, isn't it? It's the door! Aha! It had to be the door! Because it's the only place that doesn't smell like urine!
Oh, shit!
Hey, you, Joker! Hey, get off the set! Will ya? Hey!
Yeah, we see you, pal.
Hey, get off the set! But, oh, my God.
It's Mr. Cross.
Hey, Frank, we've been looking all over for you, buddy.
Hey, Frank. Come on, Frank.
Frank, Frank. Right, it's like Errol Flynn.
No,
huh?
He's okay.
Yeah,
he's
very
okay.
Funny. Come on. Sure. You go upstairs to your office, kind of supervise things. You can check up the satellite link-ups, huh?
Christ, we got
Come
3 minutes
to
air.
I know how much time we got.
I just want to say, break a leg, everybody. I feel real weird about tonight.
Yeah, did you hear that, folks? Okay, this one's for Frank. This is his baby. Come on.
You know, it has been such an honor to work for the great Frank Cross. I'm going to dine out on this for months. You know what I'm saying? Now, I want Grace to take you upstairs now, where I think things might just be a little safer than down here. Okay? You're beautiful, Frank. You got any last tips for me?
He's here for me, come on! All right, come on, give it to me! You think I'm afraid of you? The day I've had! I know what you came for, come and get it, you pussy.
Bryce!
Stop scaring Frank. Get this nutcake out of here.
Oh, we got a show to do.
He's in the show, Mr. Cross, as the ghost of Christmas Future.
He's great. That guy's gonna be a big star. All right, go watch the show. We're making history tonight.
Oh. 5 seconds to the open on me. We're going live.
God bless us, everyone.
Tonight, live on IBC, the world premiere telecast of a Christmas classic, Charles Dickens' immortal Scrooge.
Cold, bleak Christmas Eve.
Undraped streets of London.
Oh, you've got Hausel. I think he's wonderful.
Give me the beer.
Yes, sir.
Phantom, dingy mist. Old Ebenezer Scrooge. Alone in his gloomy chambers.
We'll make that move as soon as we get off the house. Coming to camera 3 live. Dissolve 3.
What have we here?
I have dormice, Uncle.
Dormice?
You see?
Indeed.
Works like a charm.
What do they do?
They bring you luck.
Are you lucky?
Sir, I believe I have. I've got your niece for my wife. I've got a good job, and it's the holidays, sir.
Holiday, is it? My niece for a wife or what? That's my job.
To Frank, the best brother a guy ever had. Merry Christmas.
Though the frost was cruel, when a poor man came in sight, gathering winter fuel.
This is indeed a night for revelation. Thank you for showing me the true meaning.
Thank me not, Ebenezer, for soon you shall be visited by the final spirit, the thing that all men fear the most, the ghost of Christmas Future.
I thank you,
give me a running start.
Sure. 1001, 1002, 1003.
after the holidays, I've had a bad day.
You had a bad day? Let me tell you a little bit about my day. I got fired. My wife left me. She took a little baby daughter with her. I can't recall much after that because ever since then, I've been blind, stinking, drunk. Here's you when you're sleeping.
You gotta believe me, Elliot! I'm having a much worse day than you are! Much worse, really!
He knows that you've been bad. So be good, for goodness sake. Always make a list. Just check your toys. You're gonna find out who's naughty all night. Santa Claus is coming.
Out! Oh, it's you, creep. God, aren't you supposed to be in the studio? We're on the air. Hey, back off, big man. That may work with the chicks, but not with me. Is this straight? May I? Did our people do that? We're gonna get phone calls.
Visiting hours are over, Mrs. Cooley.
I just got here.
Whenever we have to go.
Merry Christmas, Calvin. I'll see you.
Now, this is just possible future, right? I mean, this is doable. I know the head of pediatrics at NYU that we can get this kid out of here right away. This is not a problem. I'm all over this. Don't worry about it.
Will you look at that? Where did they come from? Hey, you! Beat it.
Please?
Gilles? Will you look at that? Look at those filthy little creatures.
Oh, give me gentlemen.
Oh, Claire, they're just children.
Please, darling, don't tell me. I wasted 20 years of my life on pathetic little creatures like those. Finally, thank God, a friend of mine said to me, scrape them off, Claire. You want to save somebody. Save yourself.
Sorry, Claire.
Thanks a lot, Lumpy.
That was a lousy thing.
Wendy? Oh, no. James, my brother, is dead. Why did this have to happen? Well, when I get back, Ellen, I'm gonna... Well, there he is, James! Who's in there?
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Maketh me lie down in green pastures. Leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I
What the hell is this that you're saying? What, that I've died? show me this stuff? I can't do anything, Dad. Why the hell did you bother to show me this stuff? Watch this. James, stop it. No. Oh. Please don't let him hurt me, James. Jimmy, don't let him hurt me. Please don't let him hurt me. I'm in here. Oh, God.
Don't let him die.
Start with you. You're one of my favorites. Come here. I'm alive. And so are you. Hey! You glad to see me, or is this a shotgun in your pocket? Okay, you've heard it. Come on.
Don't hurt me.
We're alive. Pink side. Coming back. Long snow. You know this one? That's my thing. I'm doing this to everybody. Alright, here's the deal. I hire you back twice your original salary. I make you my vice president in charge of programming. And I give you an office up here. Would you like my office?
No, I don't like your office.
And so you!
What's the catch?
The catch is that you gotta take a shower, little man. You are right! Well,
there's a problem here. I was looking for Francis Xavier Cross.
That's me! But the great thing is, it's not me! The Jews taught me this great word, schmuck. I was a schmuck, and now I'm not a schmuck. Wait a minute! What time is it?
Somebody's stealing my watch!
Who are you two? We didn't miss it! We didn't miss it!
We didn't miss what?
Christmas! Merry Christmas! Are you alone in there? We're gonna have some fun.
You and I are gonna have some fun for once in this life. Loudermilk and Cross together?
My, what a glorious day! There has never been such a day! Say there, you lad!
Yes, sir? Are you talking to me?
And take three.
Yes, indeed. Buy me a goose. The biggest goose in all of London.
Camera three, follow the coin all the way down.
Oh, I got it.
Holy shit, that's Frank Cross. He's drunk.
He's nuts. Right. He's finished.
Ah, shut up! Don't touch that dial and stay up!
What's your name, son?
Mike.
Mike, say hello to your folks, will you?
Hi.
Mike is doing a great job here for us tonight. Thank you. Thank you.
That's Frank Cross.
I am...
Frank is he supposed
Cross.
To be in the show?
I am the president what of the IBC the... Network. Good evening and Merry Christmas. With me in the booth is Elliot Loudermilk. Elliot, how are we doing up there?
Open his mic.
Wonderful, but I don't think you're going to be president tomorrow.
At least I am the president of the network tonight. Tomorrow morning I may not be.
You can bet your Aunt Susie's ass can on that.
So what are you doing watching television on Christmas Eve?
They're paying your salary, you ass!
What kind of a rat bastard idiot would schedule a live show on a Christmas Eve?
Only you, Frank.
You know, a week ago, I'd have kicked your butt right out of the building. But you know something? He's absolutely right. You are looking at a guy who told someone today to staple antlers to a mouse's head to further my career. How many of you people have got the brass cojones to try something like that?
Follow him. Stay with him.
Family.
I don't know where he's
coming. All of these people, I'm sure, have incredible families, but I have. Look, I got a great brother. Look at this guy here. My brother James. Look how cute he was back then. And look at me with the ears, the taxi driving down the street with the doors open. Thank God my hair grew in, huh?
Not yet.
I got this for Christmas today from him. I gave him a towel. The VCR is from Grace, James. You were right about everything, okay? Except the SS Minnow, James. What was the ship that brought them all to Gilligan's Island? The SS Minnow. No points this round, James.
Shit.
Wait a minute.
How did he
wait a minute?
Hello, Wendy.
Ouch!
Hello, control room. How can I help you?
This is Rhinelander. I want to talk to the idiot who put that moron on the air.
Oh, Grace Cummings is the idiot, really, sir. But he can't talk to you right now because he's tied up.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yes. In fact, he just said that you are a flatulating butthead.
A butthead?
He said he never felt that way about a man before, but he really liked you in a certain way.
Oh, whoa, I dropped her. I'm just kidding. She's a doll. It's okay. It's all right. It's a party. Come on, it's Christmas Eve. Lighten up a little bit. Billy, we are going to need champagne for 250 people, and please send the stuff that you send to me. Don't send the stuff that I send to other people. You know, it's not too late on Christmas Eve to have fun.
You can call people that you haven't seen. You can call a college roommate. You can call, you know, an old army buddy.
Keep that tape rolling.
Your personal banker.
Hey! I don't hear any partying in that boat, Elliot!
Great! You heard him party!
Now why wasn't I invited?
Now that was just an innocent window, and you saw what I did to that. I don't, you know, who you're dealing with.
I mean, it's a night. You've got a party hardy, Marty. Look at this. Check this out. Whoa! Don't be so mean. Look at this. There's a rule. There's a tradition that says, I have to kiss this girl on the lips. Well, she's just upholding the law. It's a federal law, actually. It's not just a state thing.
Hey, thank you.
Frank. Mr. Cummings.
Boy, that was very good. But you know what? It wasn't great. There has only been one great.
There is a girl that I wish I were with tonight. It's a girl that I loved a long time ago. A girl that I still love.
It's Christmas Eve. It's not too late, is it?
Claire, do you remember? Legs
around like this, then this thing here. You circle me, chanting, burning incense before we begin. Tonight, I think we could do this without serious physical or psychological damage.
Patsy! Can you get me to the IBC building in 3 minutes?
Which floor?
Oh, check the house with
we should be taping this.
I'm not crazy. It's Christmas Eve. It's the one night of the year when we all act a little nicer. We smile a little easier. We share a little more. For a couple of hours out of the whole year, we are the people that we always hoped we would be. It's a miracle. It's really a sort of a miracle because it happens every Christmas Eve. And if you waste that miracle, you're gonna burn for it. I know what I'm talking about. You have to do something. You have to take a chance. You do have to get involved. There are people that are having trouble making their miracle happen. There are people that don't have enough to eat. There are people that are cold. You can go out and say hello to these people. You can take an old blanket out of the closet and say, here. You can make them a sandwich and say, oh, by the way, here. I get it now. And if you give, then it can happen. Then the miracle can happen to you. It's not just the poor and the hungry. It's everybody who's got to have this miracle. And it can happen tonight for all of you.
if you believe in this spirit thing, you the miracle will happen, and then you'll want it to happen again tomorrow. You won't be one of these bastards who says Christmas is once a year and it's a fraud. It's not. It can happen every day. You just got to want that feeling. And if you like it and you want it, you'll get greedy for it. You'll want it every day of your life, and it can happen to you. I believe in it now. I believe it's going to happen to me now. I'm ready for it. It's great. It's a good feeling. It's really better than I felt in a long time. I'm ready. Have a Merry Christmas, everybody.
You gotta see Kevin.
Did I forget something, big man?
God blesses everyone.
Lumpy, no. Oh, I like boning a marlin.
Clear the whole world. Whole world clear. And they lived happily ever after.
See you.